Tori Christofferson of the Division of Wildlife Resources says in a three-day period, three moose were poached in Summit County in the Murdoch Basin area and two in Wasatch County in the Current Creek area. Christofferson says all five of the moose were shot with a high-powered rifle and just left where they died. Hunters who found the moose then notified the DWR.
You know, that's probably the most aggravating part of this is that they were all shot and left there. There was not any of the meat that was tried to be salvaged or taken or otherwise. They were all shot and left.
He says they can only speculate on why they were shot, but he does say the shootings coincide with the opening days of elk season.
No idea. You know, most of this, it was the opener of the elk season and the general elk season. So you've got hunters out there, whether they were just not identifying their targets before shooting, or the other thing is it was opportunistic. Somebody came along and decided that they wanted to shoot at something. You know, we don't know that.
He says it's disconcerting to think that perhaps some hunters would mistake a moose for an elk.
Their physical characteristics are drastically different. And so that's one of the, you know, hunting 101, that you need to identify your target before you even go out into the field hunting. You need to know what you're going after.
Christofferson says poaching can be charged as a felony.
It varies and depends on something like a moose that was shot and abandoned. That's actually a felony level offense. And so with that could be several $1,000 fine and the restitution for that animal.
He says typically every hunting season there are one or two poachings over the whole season across the state of Utah, but this number of poachings is highly unusual. While the moose population does fluctuate, he says right now their numbers are in decline. That's another reason the poachings are dismaying.
Certainly not five in just a couple day period. What we're seeing now, and nobody can exactly identify that, moose populations are struggling across the entire United States. And so we just don't know what that is. There's a lot of tests going on and being run. Several states do not have any moose hunting this year, any moose hunts that are going. Our moose populations are staying steady, but at the same time, when you have five moose and especially when you have cows taken out of a population, that potentially can be dramatic because, you know, one cow moose can produce an awful lot of offspring during those years when she's reproductively viable.
Elk season continues through about October 16th. Then deer season begins Saturday and runs for 10 days. Christofferson says there's no cow moose season this year.
Some years when the moose populations are up and, you know, and we're having a lot of problems, especially in the urban areas, we have offered some of those just to try to reduce the population so we don't have as many getting hit out on the road. You know, our number one priority is public safety.
He says there are a lot of people out and enjoying nature this time of year. He asks that everyone be a, quote, good witness, and asks for anyone to call the DWR with reports of anything suspicious. The poaching hotline number is 800-662-3337. Christofferson also encourages people to be mindful that there's a lot of public land in Utah, and hunters can be just about anywhere this time of year.
We also have some laws and rules, regulations in place that most cities have ordinances that you cannot fire a weapon within city limits for obvious safety reasons. People cannot shoot closer than 600 feet to livestock, to outbuildings, to homes. You cannot fire a weapon from the roadway, from a pond or across a road because of safety precautions. You know, we can all go out there and enjoy things. We just need to be cognizant of one another and have respect for one another.
That's Tori Christofferson with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. He asked people to call individual ski resorts if you're concerned whether hunters are allowed on the ski area terrain. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.